Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Time for another class on infectious diseases. Dr. Eileen Marty is a professor at Florida International University. I hope we all pass. Good morning, Dr. Marty. Let's talk about the measles. What? What's that?
No, I was just laughing because you're adorable.
Yes, that's what everybody says. I know. Illinois' first measles case of the year has been detected in the southern part of the state. It was, about 15 miles east of St. Louis in Collinsville. What's going on with the measles now? Are we still looking at an outbreak?
So there may be one coming up in Collinsville because it was an adult patient, and this individual was infectious at the time that that individual went to church. It's an adult, and so obviously the people who attended church, and within 2 hours after he was there, were potentially exposed, and so yeah. Illinois has to watch out for that, and good public health measures in Illinois can hopefully contain it to those people who are exposed who might be susceptible. This is tragic because this is a completely vaccine-preventable disease overall. Yes, there are a few rare cases where people who have had one dose of the vaccine or even rare two doses of the vaccine that can manifest disease. But if you look at the outbreaks going on in the United States right now, there's zero doubt that more than 94% of those measles cases are in unvaccinated people, and unvaccinated people shed more virus, so therefore they're more contagious than the vaccinated people who manifest clinical symptoms, right? Because, yes, it can happen, but they're going to have a lower load of virus that they're sharing with others. So not only does the vaccine protect the individual from severe measles and severe measles complications, which can be even as bad as death. And yes, we've seen deaths in the United States in this century. It's just out of control. Right now here in Florida, we're having this huge outbreak that really is centered at a university, Ave Maria University, which is now making the claim, and technically they're saying the truth, that most of their cases or nearly all of their cases were compliant with vaccine rules of Florida. Well, sure, but vaccine rules in Florida allow you to have a religious exemption from taking the vaccine. So they're trying to mask the reality that vaccine protects you and your community from this potentially deadly disease. You know, that it's miserable how sick people are. And of course, there's the risk of secondary infections. By the way, I got to say this because I was so irritated at a physician who had the audacity to ask that because he was vaccinated, fully vaccinated with two vaccines, and his titers against measles was high, he shouldn't have to wear a mask around measles patients. But measles patients are, they have amnesia to their to previous immunity. We actually call it amnesia because the measles virus prevents their cells, their immune cells, from remembering the infections they've seen before. So if this dumb doctor doesn't wear a mask, he can give all kinds of other infections to his measles patients and drive them into the ICU or death.
You know what? Like my dad used to say, common sense isn't too common. here's an email that we got directed at you. My mom and I will be getting our COVID shots at the beginning of March because it will have been 6 months since our last shot. When we went to schedule our appointments, I noticed the Walgreens site said they now have Moderna neck spike at all their locations. I remember Dr. Marty talking about this, saying she thought it would potentially confer better immunity than the normal spike vax from Moderna. We're wondering if she still feels that the neck spike is the way to go.
Well, first of all, you have a brilliant audience, and those are wonderful people asking incredibly important questions. And mechanistically, there's no doubt that when you have a vaccine that specifically shows the most important part of the spike, which is what the mNEC spike does, mechanistically, there's no doubt that you're going to have a higher percentage of clones of B cells that are going to produce the most neutralizing, most excellent antibodies you can get, and better T cell focus in terms of attacking the right infected cells. So unfortunately, though, because of the current political and economic perspective, the United States is in what we would call a floor-raising policy paradigm, where we want you to get any vaccine better than, you know, not having a vaccine or a booster. What we would rather do from a science perspective is what we call a ceiling raising, where we invest heavily to prove what I'm telling you mechanistically is true at a clinical level. Nobody is willing to spend the resources to do the clinical differentiation because we can't even get people to take a booster, period. But yeah, she's right. If you have a choice and good for Walgreens, yeah, mNEC spike in terms of the science should be better.
By the way, this person who wrote the email also said, we're so happy that Dr. Marty still talks to you every Wednesday. We love her so much. She has a passion for what she does and for sharing her knowledge. We are very grateful to her. It says nothing here in this email about me being adorable, though. But thank you just the same. We'll talk next Wednesday. Have a good one.